You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Ah, fuck, it's the wrong song.
Stories Podcast.
It's got the explicit tag. I mean, come on, I gotta do it sometime. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a 100 Word story all on its own, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It's real fun! Fish Fry picked the topic of cake for this week, and we've got a whole bunch of stories. In fact, I think it's a brand new record. 20 stories as of the time I started recording. Now, I'm going to keep the recording going in case there are any stragglers, and tomorrow's going to be a busy day. So who knows when I'm going to get this finished, all right? So let's look at the voting and see who won last week to see who goes first. And that's J.D. White. Cool. Congratulations, J.D. Attaboy. You can check out J.D.'s stuff at writing.com. The links are going to be in the show notes. But let's get started with J.D.'s story. And here we go. Closing.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Good evening, Lawrence. It's another Friday night here in Oklahoma, and I'm sitting down putting together a 100-word story. And this one is special. It's for the 100th episode of the 100 Word Podcast on podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. So, once again, keeping it brief, here's my story. The cake floats before us, made buoyant by the 100 candles adorning its upper surface. 100, the century mark, a sign of longevity, wisdom, and occasionally intelligence. The cake descends slowly, coming to rest on the brightly decorated tablecloth. Many paper plates of various colors are spread around the table. Forks and cups of clear plastic are nearby. A green plastic cake knife cuts through the wonderful white icing, biting into the rich brown interior, releasing words that spill out and then float upward until they swirl around the guest. 100 words for each. Happy birthday, 100 Word Podcast.
Aw, that was sweet. You suck up. Thanks. Thanks, JD. that's what's so special about this episode. Yeah. I thought it was this episode 1,402. Actually, there are 1,402 episodes of this podcast as of this one, but I think people are focusing on this 100 thing. Thank you, JD. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent for me to link up in the show notes at. But yeah, I've already mentioned the URL. Okay. JD wins. Now we move on to the rookies. These are people that haven't suffered the agony of, well, actually, not defeat, because a lot of them actually win. because they bring in these large crowds and fans, and they go, hey, it's my first time, it's my birthday, it's my birthday, and they, like, you know, stomp the crap out of everyone, and then they vanish. So here are some people that you may never see again after they take the checkered flag, but hopefully they'll be back. Here comes Steven, and where can you find Steven's stuff? You know, it makes sense if I would keep links up somewhere. No, I haven't been drinking. You can check Steven's stuff at papers, papers.ods.org. And it's pronounced sauce. And here's some sauce for thought.
Chocolate pudding homecoming. The recipe amused her. As this homey dessert bakes, it was appropriate in an overdone kind of way. He had been gone for just over a year. He would appreciate a little care package. The scoop wafted a small puff of flour onto her mother's old cookbook. When she cooked, her mother's memory was close. She could almost hear her voice. "Sissy, get all the ingredients together before you start cooking," it chided. Fine. Sugar, eggs, baking powder, metal file, chocolate, vanilla. Her son called from the other room. "Mommy, when will Daddy come home?" "Soon, baby. Real soon."
Yes. I remember when my mom baked those kind of cakes. The secret ingredient is Craftsman. Thank you, Stephen. You can check out more of Stephen's work at papers.ods.org. Yay! We have more rookies. Lots of rookies this week. This is really cool. This one means a lot to me. This is Kimi from the Kimi cast and Diamonds and Rust, a brand new SL podcast with Kimi and Nika Dreamscape. It's kind of cool because you've got a veteran and a relative. I don't like saying newbie. I like saying fledgling, because newbies are people that never learn, and fledglings are ones that are just, you know, starting. You just nudge them out the nest, and wham, they fall a lot. Okay. So you can find them that at, well, look up Diamonds and Rust, and the link will be in the show notes. But here's Kimi's story, and this is going to be fun.
Tossing and turning in bed, I wonder, will it start again? This sweet whisper of temptation. As sleep drew me under, the aroma of this magnificent cruel pastry dragged me back. "Stop it," I yelled out. "You're wrong. I don't want you or your lies." But it was relentless. "Damn dirty cake." It saw through me, watched me as I thrashed about, fighting the urge, wanting, mercilessly luring me closer. "I know. I'll throw you out." As I slowly made my way to this delicious adversary, I reached out and grabbed an apple. Not as satisfying, sure, but still. Sheet.
Oh, yeah. Cool. And check out more from Kimi. And thank you, Kimi. And thank you, Nika, for playing the part of the apple. You can check out more at Diamonds and Rust and the Kimi cast. Awesome. Another rookie. Everybody's just piling on here this week. This one, this is, you know, Eva Moon and the Lunatics. Fun band. Came across them on Second Life. And part of my iTunes project, where I got credit for iTunes for Christmas. And I said, I'm going to buy all SL music. I looked around and I said, oh, wait, these folks, I didn't want to have to do all the crazy CD baby crap with them. They've got it up on iTunes, and boom. Yes! So, I'm looking up the URL again here, and it's, I believe it's, Evamoon, evamoon.net. And here is Evamoon's story, and good luck, and let's see how it goes.
I'm Eva Moon, and this is my first entry into the 100-word story contest. The theme this week is cake. Alma bent her legs first one way and then another, trying to find the right fit. In the end, she discovered if she curled up on her side and tucked her right foot tightly behind her left ankle, there was just room to snug her hips inside the rim of the round pan. She leaned forward, pressing her breasts against her thighs, left arm beneath her cheek, and right snaked into the small space above her feet. It wasn't easy, but wasn't her family worth a little sacrifice? After dinner, the kids all begged for an extra slice.
Delicious! Waiter, I'm going to need an extra fork here. Oh, man. Yeah, thank you, Eva. You can check out more from Evamoon at evamoon.net. Who took the .com? Are there a bunch of Evamoons wandering around? Now, that's what I worried about when I got the isfulofcrap.com. Domain. I got it before I'd have to wind up with .net or .org or info or one of those lame, you know, .us is full of crap us. That would make no sense. Okay. It's just, this show's going to run a little long, folks. I know you're worth. No, you're worth everything to me. You truly are. But I know that you're used to 20-30 minutes, but this one's going to go a little long, I think. Not my fault. It was a good topic. And you're the ones who make the show what it is. Not to say that anyone should, you know, oh, I won't put in a story because I don't want to make the show too long. No, there's space. It's an iPod. Who's got the smallest iPod out there? You know, do you have like a teeny tiny iPod? This thing is going to take up, what, 13, 14 megs? You have room for like 50 of these shows on the smallest iPod out there. I mean, I've got a 160 gig iPod. I got the classic. I got the big bad mama. I mean, I'm walking around with a hard drive in my iPod as big as the hard drive in my desktop. I back up my desktop to my iPod so it's portable. I mean, that's how big the hard drive is in that thing. I have a Rio 500 sitting somewhere on a shelf. I haven't even gotten the guts to throw it out. It's like a 128 meg MP3 player. That's what, 5 years old? And I used to use it to walk around and get exercise. And now it's like 160 gig. Crazy, man. Crazy. Okay, we've got one more rookie here. And this is somebody that did not record the story. Naughty, naughty. But, hey, it happens, okay? Not everybody wants to record. They want to give it a shot. They're worried that if their voice gets out there, bad things might happen. I mean, just look at me. So here we go with Hope Clary of Edlow Island, my neighbor, and my arch nemesis. No, not arch nemesis, no. That's the Martian, you know, the robots in Martian. I'm just going to quit babbling now, and I'm going to read her story for her right now. Cake, soft and squishy and fluffy and sugary, or tart and sweet and everything complete. What can I say about cake? It is my favorite food. I crave it in all forms. I crave it in chocolate. I crave it in vanilla. I crave it in carrot. I crave it in red velvet the most. Because cake is my favorite word, I use it to describe people as well. The word cake is used to describe people who make me feel sexy, bring no drama, and always make me laugh. Because I can have my cake and eat it too. Okay, how badly did I blow that one? I always mess up one line or another, but I don't do multiple takes on stuff that people send in for me to read. That's my rule. And I don't do the midget thing either. You want me to do the midget thing on it? That would be scary.
Cake, soft and squishy, and soft.
It's just, I'd get arrested. Thank you, Hope. Thank you for making me read that. Great, now I need to go get... And by the way, my favorite kind of cake, I'm going to reveal it to you now. Pancakes. Or potato pancakes, but pancakes. Nobody ever... I've never had, in my 38 years of existence, I have never been given pancakes for my birthday. And I like. Maybe for 39... Gina will say, here's some pancakes. Or more like, here's the mix. Make them yourself. Okay, well, that's it for the rookies. And rookies, please, despite my bumbling around for what is now 17 minutes, please come back. I don't normally take this long. There are 99 other of these weekly challenges to prove that I'm not totally a babbling idiot. Just mostly. All right, so we're going now in order that they were sent in. And the first one is Cakelick Martin of, cakelick.com. And that's the link is in, as I say over and over and over. The links are in the show notes, but it's ka-klick.com. And here is his story.
Hi, this is Brian Baker, also known as Click Martin in Second Life. And this is my entry for challenge number 100, cake. I'm going to attempt to continue on with last week's story, and we'll see where it goes from there. He rose from his desk, alone in the building. It was that quiet time. Before the cleaning crew came, but after even the most dedicated employee packed it in. His legs quivered as he rose. Would he have the nerve to go through with it? This was going to take planning, but he had to get it done before things hit the fan. He stepped through the doors of his corner office to make his way through Cube Land, confronted by the remains of Charlie's cake. Poor guy. Wasn't going to enjoy retirement as much as he'd thought this afternoon.
Thank you. Click. See, I got it real fast there. Caught his show Friday night, just now. Love this stuff. Plus, you can interact, too. I mean, you drop the, you know, search for Ruth, drag, drop. Heavy on the drag. Res up a Lincoln and... Thanks, man. I'm glad that you're sticking with this. I'm looking forward to seeing what comes next in the series. And the thing, and when I hear these, I have to go back and listen to the whole progression all over again. And it's real cool when people do that. And speaking of people doing series, Terry T of Quiet Time Podcast, formerly the old CooCast. I have to keep saying that because I love saying that. It's just, but quiettimepodcast.com. And here is his latest in the Stranded in Space saga thing that he does.
Hi, this is Terry T. from the Quiet Time Podcast. Here's my entry for the weekly challenge, Cake. It's titled, Stranded, Part 7.
Bizrock looked at the recipe once again as he prepared the ingredients. 1 cup of ground mallee root, 1 teaspoon of food powder, 1 torful egg divided, tablespoon of groggy grease, 2 cups of bruised flour. Yep, he had all of them set aside. Now all he had to do was find the main ingredient. He had seen the two-legged earthling a couple of times. That would be more than enough meat. Maybe too much. He hated to be wasteful. But that four-legged earthling he saw running around the last few days would be just the right size for the recipe. How to catch it, that's the problem. It was so quick. Well, Bizraka better appreciate her special birthday cake this year, with all the trouble he was going through to make it for her.
Hey, I didn't know the midget was back. You can check out more from Terry T at quiettimepodcast.com, including an archive individually of all the stories in this series. Very cool stuff, and how he gets them all tied together, how he can pull them together with all these crazy topics everyone comes up with. I don't know, but I was going to say that sounded like Radar and Chugabug's chipmunk there.
Oh, all my nuts in my cheeks.
I'm sorry. It's late. I want to get this one done for tomorrow because I got the radio show. That's going to be a thing. And then concierge party that I said I wouldn't go to, but I will. And Relay for Life, and probably some garden shopping with the wife, and got to play a prank on Grace. Does anyone have a Phil Linden outfit? So there you go. That's Terry T.
Chipmunk.
Next one is one that I'm going to have to read myself. Oh, God, do I need to get the name right again? I need to get the name right again. All right, I think I can do it. Big deep breath. Big deep breath. I can do this. No, I can't. It's Anima. Anima Zabaleta. I love saying that. It vibrates my teeth all funny. All right, let's read out story here for her. Baby shower, white and pink. Games played, Chablis drunk. Sweet 16, white and yellow. Ritual passage into adulthood. Stolen kisses playing spin the bottle. Graduation. a purple scroll on a field of white. 6 years tedium commemorated by eggs and sugar. Cake ignored. Keg well attended. Marriage. All white pastillage and fondant. Top layer lasts longer in the freezer than the vows do. Funeral. A final slice to a white life. Still trying to scrape the frosting off. Marmalade tears between dry crumb white layers. First kiss. First car. First child. First marriage. First million. The sweetness of life. Thank you, Anima. How did that sound? Did I do that one right? Did I screw up yours and Hope so badly that they're unrecognizable? I don't like it when people put words in my mouth. Sorry. All right. Next up is the man who provides the music at the beginning and the end of this podcast, as well as all the various Night Guy podcasts out there that are linked at GuyDavid.com. And it can only mean one thing, and that is GuyDavid.com, otherwise known as Shalom Wingtips, Blue Smoke Hextall. He's all these things and more. By the way, the 16th is Sunday, so keep an eye out for his 16th podcast. Not 16th as in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He always does it on the 16th. So here's Guy David with his story.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 100. Congratulations, Lawrence. You do an amazing job both here and on your main podcast. And for anyone listening in on the excellent SLPN network and don't know what I'm talking about, go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and start listening. It's been my privilege to be a part of this, and I'm looking forward to be a part of this for a long time. I've taken enough of your time. I should be keeping it brief. So here is my story for this week. They wanted to bake a cake to be remembered. They wanted to break the world record. What they came up with was huge. 100 yards long, 100 yards tall, and 100 yards wide, strawberry, vanilla cream, and lime. It was a masterpiece. Then, the cake came to life and started eating people. They had to call in the army. It was messy. Now I'm left to clean up the mess. I think I just found the cake's heart. It's still beating. I wonder.
Colonel Jackson, look at that giant matzah marching in the street. I think we have a problem.
What? Giant matzah? I didn't build it. It wasn't me. Thank you, Guy David. Always a unique perspective on an already twisted foundation. You can check out more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. And I was going to wait until the end, but I'm going to just say thank you over and over to everyone who just keeps coming back for more. This is just, I look forward to this. Okay, there are weeks when I don't look forward to it, but that's just, you know, the chemistry out of whack. Those are the ones when I wouldn't post them until Sunday or Monday or Tuesday because I was just, work sucked. But things are a lot better now. And I want to thank everyone for being a part of this and part of my life. And hopefully y'all have enjoyed me being a part of yours. And as Guy says, for many years to come. Okay. Speaking of for many years to come, Tom Marquette, footnote.libsyn.com. I need to check my iTunes and just see. Hold on. I just want to. Okay. Footnote.libsyn.com. The last one was 8 things at January 4th. Come on, come back, come back. We miss you. At least the 8 things. At least the 8 things. Come on, man. The 8 things. The 8 things. We just want the 8 things. Here's Tom's story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. I hope to have new stuff up at the site real, real soon. Since this is a milestone podcast, let's look at some of the stats reached today. There has been 108 writers. There has been over 925 stories. The top contributors are Planet Z with 97 stories, Tom at 84, Liana with 76, Caleb has 68, Ellison's total is 65, and happily, Guy David, our musical director, entered the Gang of Five, a phalangist on the fist of brevity, with an unbroken string of 44 stories. People we miss: Andrew, Houston, Lisa, Carrie, Ted, Rachel, Chris, me, and Beck. And our current talent: DJ, Daphne, Patty, Exis, Delacroix, and Terry. I want to take this opportunity to thank Lawrence for creating a place to tell stories. For 100 weeks, he's been there for all of us. And it takes one obsessive personality to pull that off. So here's to the Bard of Brevity, Mr. Simon. Tonight's story is called Playtime. An alarm wailed through the infirmary of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Maria released Cervantes' fingers and ran into the hall. Cervantes continued reading Ellie's message. He stopped at the words, "Easy, bake, oven. How in Zeus will I fit 2 adults and an oven onto the chronomotive?" Suddenly, a screen on the wall illuminated. Cervantes still wasn't comfortable with the concept of images flying through space. But of course, he was flying through time. There was a breach in the hemorrhage collector. We grabbed the first container we could find. She held up a toy oven and a cupcake.
He continues the theme. Everybody's just continuing their themes. I love that. Thank you, Tom. And he said there's going to be more stuff up at footnote.libsyn.com. He promised. He promised. Just like I promise about the refrigerator magnets. Okay, I've got a few of those left. I know. And you know what? Somebody did give me their address. My wife's out of town, you know, following up on a concert and all that. So maybe tomorrow morning I'll... There's at least a postal drop on the way to the radio station. Or I might just leave it at the radio station. You know, hey, just here. I've been helping boost the ratings. You know, just mail something for me. Probably get arrested and sent to radio jail. But all those names, they bring back a bunch of memories of folks that have come and gone. And, you know, it's hard to keep this going. Although, Hold on. Planet Z has only done 97 of these. There was only one I remember skipping. I mean, only one that I remember Planet Z skipping. By the way, the secret. I don't know if I told this before. Z stands for... No, I'll leave it to the end. Make you listen to the whole freaking thing. Next up is... I think Ellison has won the most weekly challenges of anyone. If not, it's Caleb. But Ellison... of Blogged Ellison and Radio Shady Springs, or is it Sandy Springs? It's RFL Radio. Okay, let's That's the great thing about having RadioSandySprings.com. And he does some, check it out there and look for Lost in the Cheese Aisle. Funny stuff. Very funny stuff. And I wanted to mention again, my condolences go to Ellison for losing one of his two cats. And when Enlo died, I called him and let him know. And now that I think of it, have I actually called Allison? I sent him a note. Oops. Sorry. I'll call you tomorrow morning. Such is the life of a self-centered story writer that I am. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. Meanwhile, I'm going to go off in a corner and angst for a bit while you listen to this.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge 100 at the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Here is my submission for the Centennial Challenge. Gary Gateau was a uranium miner. Every morning he would don lead fiber coveralls and face mask and descend into the bowels of the Athabasca pit. Every evening he would shamble home exhausted, encrusted with tri-uranium octoxide, caked with yellow cake. Gary hated the yellow cake. It got in his nostrils, his ears, his eyes. He knew that eventually it would kill him. But he had to make a living. Ironic, that, he thought. Today, however, was his birthday. He rushed to his shack, eager to celebrate. His face fell when he saw that his wife had baked a cake. A fucking yellow cake. This has been another 100 word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
For those of you counting the F-bombs this week, that's two. Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. The links are in the show notes. You know where it is. I mean, why do people in their podcast always say, oh, and go to this URL? I mean, how many times has this freaking URL been said over and over? You do know that I chose podcasting.isfullofcrap.com to pretty much give a giant middle finger to Adam fucking Curry. Because podcasting, 99% of podcasts are full of crap. Did me babbling about this and all that, and I went to the store, and oh, I walked up and down the aisle, and I got eggs, and I got milk. Now you can do that shit on udders. And I've been doing that for a few weeks now, babbling incoherently as I walk around the freaking block, just to fuck with the medium. And yeah, I know, I gave Spin Martin shit for filling up Twitters with garbage. And then I went ahead and did it for freaking utters. Did some of you people find that stuff fascinating? What's wrong with you? I guess the same thing as what's wrong with me recording them. By the way, you don't want to see my cell phone bill. I realized that was a long distance call that I was making during the day, and I don't have a ton of minutes. I didn't buy the unlimited plan, idiot. Oh, okay. I want to know why people say, you can subscribe to the podcast at the following RSS. It's like, if they're on the website, they see the freaking link. And if they're listening to the podcast, who the hell walks around downtown handing people freaking podcasts? You know, are you just squirting people randomly with your Zune out there? I mean, it's not like you're going to run across another Zune user. You're the only one in your block that has one. Be the first on your block with a Zune. Well, you're going to be the only one. Who are you going to squirt with? I mean, that's what Dangerous Housewives would say. Hey, come on, come over and squirt my Zune. Anyway. Loosen it. Fuck. All right. Next up is The Adventures of a Southern Gentleman, otherwise known as Sojourn Harup. And let's hope that his story came through. I think it came through in wave format, but let's give this a shot. Otherwise, I'm going to have to record it myself.
Hello, this is Sojourn Harup, and I'm back to give this 100-word story stuff a second try. Here is my story for weekly challenge number 100. The subject is cake.
Lord Farnsworth reached over to the side table and rang the little bell which would summon his diminutive robotic butler, Rhett. Wheezing mechanical sounds drifted down the hallway.
You rang, sir?
Rhett asked. Yes, you bumbling fool, Farnsworth exclaimed with a thump of his cane. I want some cake, right now.
Yes, sir,
Rhett said with a mechanical wheeze that sounded almost like a sigh. He departed for the kitchen to retrieve the cake. Once in the kitchen, the robot's demeanor changes.
It's cake you want? Then cake you shall have, old man. Enjoy it while you can.
Ooh, that's scary. Scary. Thank you, subject. Digging around, looking around, looking around, looking around. Hold on, looking. I'm gonna find it. No, didn't find it. You can find out more from Sojourn at SLADV of, okay, the SL Adventures of Sojourn. .blogspot.com. That's SLADVOF Sojourn. SOUGENT. Like Southern Gentleman. SL Adventures of Southern Gentleman. There. Sojourn. Is Sojourn. Oh, Nardo's here! Nardo wants to celebrate. Yeah? You want some cake? No, you don't want cake. You want kitty treats. Actually, Nardo, as I've done this podcast, let's see, we've gone from 4 to 1 cat. We are at a quarter of our original cat level. And believe this, do you know what it's like when you have 4 cats trying to record a podcast? I mean, Piper would be at my feet. Edlo would occasionally wander in and look up. Nardo would come in to interrupt. Frisky never came in to interrupt. He rarely did. He kind of stayed out of here because Nardo would harass him if he went to the litter boxes. But we're down to 1. There can be only 1. And this is the guy. And come here, buddy. And you've heard all my weepy sad, you know, oh, God, a cat died this week. So, there you go. Then this guy, but you won't have to hear any more of those because this guy's going to live forever. And that's that. Next up is Craig of washthebowl.com. Not blogspot.com, .com. You got that domain. And when I remember to, I'm going to put the Utters link. I'm going to take out my random Utters bullshit. And I'm going to put the application for his other Utters in the sidebar because he's recording them there. And I want to help promote them.
Isn't that right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm looking over at the trash can. There's popcorn in there. I spill the popcorn all over the carpet. And next thing, I grab the vacuum cleaner. I start vacuuming up, and it jams up in there. And it's just like one of those commercials. You know, but, oh, there's stuff spilled all over. Use the wind tunnel. You know, the Dyson, you know, keeps it suction. It didn't keep it suction. I had to empty it out like three times. So I need to clear the jam, and I start on clearing it. And the back of my brain is saying, you should turn this thing off. Right about when it grabs the pinky finger on my left hand, and it... Hold on. All 10 fingers. One of them was a little bloody, but yeah, I'm fine. So let's continue with Craig of Wash the Bowl. Now that I'm blithered, this thing's going to be like 5 hours long. Who fucking makes a 5-hour podcast? Craig, here's your story.
The invitation was waiting when Sally turned on her computer. Reading the email, she thought, I need more than cake to chase away this mood. Still, it was Saturday and a few sweet bites just might help. Fork in hand, Sally went to the bakery, headed to the sample table, and went from one end to the other. With each bite, her feelings of not belonging dissolved just a bit more. Leaving the bakery, Sally walked 6 or 7 miles, assuaging her guilt, then hailed a taxi for home. The bakery's computer waited to send Sally a new sweet invitation.
Okay, I either said Craig or Chris. He's both. He's Craig Chris now. Dude, your name is now Craig Chris. It's going to be unique, because if you look up in Google, you're not going to see many other Craig Chris's. Or Chris Craig's. Thank you, and you can check out more from Chris Craig at washthebowl.com. The iTunes feed in the U.S. doesn't seem to be working yet. It will soon. But if you just pump in the RSS pod... Here's the trick. If you've got iTunes, you go to Advanced, subscribe to Podcast, put the URL in there, boom. And then it'll automatically update when it's actually in the directory. And Hips and Soul, Red and Yellow, Adrabble, Liquid Chocolate, Quiet Snow, Zen Dead, TikTok, Sylvia's Diner, Good to the Last Drop, Mob Was Proud, Cheap Eats Diner, Left Home. They're all of his story. He's doing the... What? Hold on a second. We're getting breaking news. Breaking cat news. Apparently Nardo sees someone on... Oh, yeah, he's not happy with somebody on the patio. Yeah, poor guy. All right. Well, that was from Wash the Bowl. And... No more updates? No more? Not pissed off anymore? Well, yeah, he's a good boy. All right. So we got a... There you go. That was the first time anyone has recorded Nardo getting pissed off. Next up is Caleb from Black Tie Martini Club, which can be found once again... In Second Life, this time on the Moondust Sim. Just look in map for Moondust. And also, BlackTieMartiniClub.com, the Black Tie Martini Club players. The newest script is going to be a dragnet. I wonder who's doing one of the parts. And last month, I should have gotten off my ass and done something for the third man, because I love Orson Welles. And if you analyze all the weeks of Pickle Tales, you will find that they all the things that I did are either parodies or point directly to things of Orson Welles' career. That was my running theme. Even the Elvis one, I threw something in there that if you listen to it, something doesn't make sense. And the crystals from the Lincoln thing, that didn't make sense. It was based on a very rare talk show recording that he did. So it was about magic crystals. And, oh, I like to collect magic crystals and show them off. And but I like to collect podcasts, and here's one. Here's a story from Caleb Bullen.
When he saw the size of the cake, Lawrence Simon thought he knew what was coming. But from whom? Allison might jump out of the cake with a crummy story. Or Tom with something bittersweet that lingered on the mind's tongue like a memory of espresso. Liana would pop out with something deliciously on topic. Guy or Caleb would predictably do the unexpected and throw pies if in that cake. But when tentacles, like steel cables, wrapped around his throat and pulled him into the cake's slavering maw, Lawrence thought, oh boy, Andrewian Dodge is back. Welcome back, Andrew.
Okay. What about pancakes? Thank you, Caleb. You can check out more from Caleb at blacktimemartiniclub.com. Okay, so some folks are curious about Andrew. Dodgeblogium.com is where he and his group are blogging at. He did not turn in a story for this. We've talked on and off, and I'm going to do some interviews of him for Relay for Life about his recovery from colon cancer. And I may slip in a few things in the maze about going through an actual colon, but I don't think they want that. Yesterday's story about the Minotaur is kind of a sneak preview of the story that I'm putting into that build. So, and there'll be more about that when I can actually talk about it. But Andrew is recovering from his colon cancer, and if you want to wish him well or get photos of his asshole. Dude, when he first sent me the URL of like, oh yeah, by the way, colon cancer, sends me a URL, I'm like, oh my god, and boom, goat seed. Man. The dangers of podcasting, I gotta tell you. Ooh, had to wash my eyes in the bathroom for an hour. And speaking of washing my eyes in the bathroom for an hour, here's Stuart Worf of Pod Mafia, of the interesting life of Stuart Worf. And he is the head of the Second Life Podcasting Network at slpodcast.net. Rich Palmer did the bumpers for that at the beginning of the show. In fact, I'm going to play one of those right now.
You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
See? That's Stuart Worf's baby. He slpodcast.net for all sorts of good Second Life podcast. But not all of you are Second Lifers out there. In fact, majority of y'all are not in there. I think so. I mean, do the math. I think it's balanced this time around. And if you're not in Second Life and you don't have the time for it, that's okay. Just all that time that you don't, you know, make little monkeys dance and all that and have sex with goats and stuff, spend it writing a story and record it, and maybe you can send it somewhere, perhaps. This is Stuart Worf, and you can check more of his stuff out at Psionico and StuartWorf.com and SLPodcast.net and PodMafia and right here.
Hi, this is Stuart Worf, and this is my entry for 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 100. That's a drabble number for a drabble show. Anyway, here's my story on cake. The old man sat in his chair, not thinking or expecting much for his birthday. Then again, at the age of 85, you have so many old friends who have passed away, and it seems like nobody wants to even be with you. He longed for cake. Even now, it was something he could not really have. He can't even walk up the street to get his own cake these days. That's when it happened. The whole family flooded into the tiny terraced house, bearing gifts and cake. He couldn't even describe how happy he was to eat cake.
Aw, that's sweet. And nothing exploded. Wait, is this the real Stuart Worf? I guess you can double-check and make sure it is the real Stuart Worf by going to slpodcast.net and all the podcasts that he's a part of, including Building with Worf. Because if you're going to build something, I say spend the extra and build it with 100% genuine Worf. Thank you, Stuart. And, I was expecting like a stack of 1,000 cakes exploding or something, but it was sweet. You say zig, they zag. Next up is Daphne Abernathy, my neighbor on Edlow Island. One of the stars of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara at daphneandtamara.com. Also the second style cast, which oddly enough also stars Tamara. And if there was a third podcast, I don't know, Golfing with Daphne and Tamara. But I would gladly be their caddy. What? Nardo's back. He's telling me it's bedtime. Poor Gore. He just wants me to pet him. I'm going to pet Nardo for a bit while you listen to Daphne's story.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, which can be found at daphneandtamara.com, and Second Style Stylecast, which can be found at stylecast.secondstyle.com. And this is my submission for the 100-word weekly challenge, 100th week. Congratulations, Lawrence, on reaching this milestone with your secondary podcast. So here's my submission, the topic this week, cake. It was her 100th birthday. All of her family and her few friends who were still alive were there. They had a party, and at the end, the birthday cake arrived. She was given a piece, then stood up to address everyone. The room got quiet to hear what she had to say. What the hell? I live 100 years and you give me a sliver of cake with no frosting? Well, fuck you, food police. Give me a real piece with roses, lots of them. And that better be real frosting and not that shitty whipped cream stuff.
Okay. Somebody has taken the Helen Kellen. I woke up at 6 this morning. It is now almost 2 in the morning. Oh, man. Somebody has taken the Helen Keller character just a little too far. Or maybe not far enough. I don't know. Thank you, Daphne. Can I get a seat now? You can check out more from Daphne at daphneandtamara.com. Got a few more. Let's see. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Oh, good. Then I can go to sleep. Next up is Fish Fry of Purple Stripe. I gave him a little shit last week for not sending one in, you know, picking the topic, but abandoning ship. So you won, but it was a Pyrrhic victory, Fish Fry. We meet again. By the way, Fish was the one who picked this topic of cake, right? Am I right about that? Do I have to go back and just read and... do I have to read the show notes? Well, here's Fish Fry, and he's back again, and here is his story.
Hi, everybody. This is Fish Fry with my entry for this week's 100-word story contest. The wedding was going well, but I was nervous about the cake cutting. Of course, our friends were goading us into slamming the cake into each other's faces, but it meant more to us than that. It was the symbol of our vows, our first test of trust as newlyweds. Would she keep her promise? Could I trust her with my life? I closed my eyes and waited for her answer. Slowly, she lovingly placed the piece of cake in my mouth. Her promise kept, our trust formed, our lives together. In the end, divorce was the only option. The cake was a lie.
Thank you, Fish Fry, and welcome back. What the fucking deal with the cake is a lie? Is this a show that is on broadcast television that I'm not watching? What's the deal? Is this more that Lost stuff? I don't watch Lost. I don't want... Maybe this is Dancing with the Stars. People dancing with a fucking cake. What is the cake is a lie? What the hell? I'm not looking up in Google. I'm not giving in. Somebody tell me. Put it in the show notes. In the comments. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You tell me the deal with the cake. All right? Sorry, I just... This pop culture... Yeah, I throw out pop culture references all the time that no one's going to follow, that not even Dennis Miller could untangle. But what is this? Okay, have I gotten old? Am I not following the hip young stuff anymore? I can do the Lindy Hop. Not going to do it right now. I mean, my knee is 100% again. And my elbow is all... There's still a little tightness. After 3 weeks, still a little tightness in one muscle. I've been, rubbing it, heating pad. It's still a little tight, still knitting back. It's fine. There's not dead muscle material and flabby waddles. I mean, I'm not... cripple. No, I'm fine. I will say that I'm as good as I'm gonna get. And even my right arm, the left arm, 180 degrees. Left arm, I can open up 180 there without even pushing. I'm fine. So quit worrying about me. I'm doing okay. Next up is Houston Keys, from Tater Tots for the Masses. Even though his name is Houston, he's up in another city. You can figure out which one through this, but Tater Tots for the masses.blogspot.com is where he hides, unless he's poking his nose out to... we're over an hour. It's my fault, folks. I'm just babbling. But it's the 100th of these 100 things. Even though, as Daphne... pointed out, it's the secondary podcast. There are over 1,400 of the main episodes. Well, including these, but still. I'm just going to shut up. Here's Houston Keys.
Hello, cowboy fans. Today, we take a peek at the inner workings of Valley Ranch, and we listen in on a private conversation between Jerry Jones and Wade Phillips as they agonize over their first round loss after a 3-13 season. Let's listen in.
Dang it, Wade. David Carr just signed with the Giants. Brad Johnson's old and feeble. Sure, Carr's created a suck storm everywhere, but I think I can mold him.
What about Tony Romo?
Jessica Simpson has his loins all a quiver. Gotta do something to get his focus back.
Jerry, I know we bombed 2 years in a row in the first round of the playoffs, but I think he's coming around.
Why is that, Wade?
He made you a cake. Look.
Wade, that cake looks like a set of boobies. Get Romo in here.
Thank you, Houston. You can check out more from Houston at Tater Tots for the Masses.
Well, if there's a boobies on the cake, it's tater tit for the matted.
No, it's tater tots for the masses.blogspot.com. Alright. No, that's Idiot Box Radio shtick. Mommy! Alright. Unless anybody tries to sneak one in while I put this one to bed, this is the last story. And it's from Liana. Liana. Got it wrong. You know, Marv from Mr. Nice Guy had an interview with a guy who did radio up in Schenectady or Syracuse or wherever. And he is well known as being the most famous radio hypnotist and hypnosis on tapes and all that stuff. And he said that everything is based on patterns and that we have ingrained patterns and we have to break those patterns or reimage them. And maybe I need to reimage the name Liana into my system. Or I'll just spend the entire day, have a little alarm, and just go Liana. So here's Liana's story. She's at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com and starting to write a few things other places, but they don't matter. What matters is that she's writing stories right here.
In the frigid air, purple sprinkle 39 from bottle 142668 awoke in the dark. He remembered the avalanche of white frosting that sent him sliding to the platter below. One absent piece from the cake and the icing on top had become unstable. He got up and felt the layered edges of the open pastry, determined to climb its spongy middle and make his way back to his rightful place among his brothers, who called for him. He needed to return before the fridge opened and the cake was taken away again to celebrate 100 Word Story Challenge's 100th birthday. Once again, late Liana sneaks in at the end. I want to say happy 100 to all the writers, old and new, past and current, and encourage everyone to keep it up. I love this group and am so thrilled to be a part of it. Again, I'm Liana from Hodgepodge Point, and the music is by Father Rock, obtained from PodSafeAudio.com. Take care, everyone.
Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you, Liana. And check out more from Liana at HodgepodgePoint.libsyn.com. Shameful plug right there. See, shameful pug. That comes from a mistake that Sierra did with Rich and tried to say shameful plug and said shameful pug, and we all know what happened with that. Folks, when I say, hey, plug your podcast, you know, mention the URLs, send me the URLs so I'll post them up. And if you don't have a podcast, a website, a Tumblr site, the URL to your online banking, whatever. I mean, it's all about networking, right? You throw something this way, I throw it that way, everyone links up. Google sees it all and just goes nuts. And more people write and more people have fun. And that's what life's about, really. And some people have cool ideas one week and then others look and say, hey, I can do that. And you know, you spend a week just thinking about and playing with stories and you throw stories out. And whatever you do with it. Speaking of throwing stories out, here's a story that should have been thrown out long, long ago. But, well, I think you know who this is. He needs no introduction. But he does need an explanation. Yeah, I joked about this being a friend who wrote stuff. And early on, this was a cover name. It was a pseudonym for someone that was sending me stories to record for them for a few episodes, and they gave up. And they were trying to write in my style, but they were messing with folks. Well, so I decided, you know, to keep it going. But the reason why it's Planet Z is the button on my cell phone that turns it into vibrate mode. Z is for Ziggy, which is my cell phone. Z rhymes with C, avatar within Second Life. But most importantly, Planet Z, Z stands for Zygmunt, which Ziggy. But Zygmunt, I believe, is what our name was changed to when my great-grandparents came to America. So my last name, Zygmunt, became Simon. So my last name should be Zygmunt. And every now and then I'll write something online, but I'll throw it up as Zygmunt. And also I'll post it up as Dash Ellis, D-A-S-H. E-L-L-I-S, but doing a Google search, I think all that stuff's been scrubbed. All those writing sites have vanished. But you'll find other stuff out there. But that's an explanation of Z. Z stands for Zygmunt. And here's a little something that he wrote.
Old Gertie died last night, one day short of 100. The TV people will be here in an hour to taper blowing out the candles. We bought a big cake just for that. We'll just have Fuzzy Norma sit in for Gertie. She doesn't talk much except to say,
yes,
and laugh. Neither have any family around, so I'll do all the talking. After the party, we'll quietly ship Gertie off to Shady Springs. Don't worry, none of the residents will blow it. I've told them if they say anything, they won't get any cake.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about cake. I think it's the most stories that there's been in one of these, so we're making Tom's stats just go through the roof there. And there were 4.27 characters average per word in these stories. Just all these stats, it's like baseball, which is starting soon. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. Yes, the voting. Takes place on the website, podcastsandguysfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and there's prizes to be had. This week, first place, $50 of Amazon gift certificates or iTunes or whatever online thing that I can actually gift to people. And it's on, I want it online. I don't want to mail and freaking things around. You see how good I am with that. So first place, $50 in whatever.coms. $25 in whatever.com bucks for second place. Third place, $10.com bucks. Whatever you choose. And if it's Victoria's Secret, I don't care. Funny thing is, in $5 for fourth. I had Victoria's Secret for a prize for Deadpool a few years ago. I can't get off their mailing list. Every freaking cat. I had all these different prizes for all these different things that would happen in the Deadpool. And some of them were pretty twisted. So I'm on all these mailing lists now, having ordered all this stuff and sent them to people. Oh, God. Although I don't mind sometimes Victoria's Secret stuff. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed, because you're not subscribed to it now, because somebody handed you a copy of this downtown on an 8-track tape. Are there people out there who are not subscribed to this? Write me. Tell me. Are you listening to this through your freaking fillings? Are you listening to this on a Russian or Chinese MP3 stealing thing? Oh, that Britney Spears! Oh, Britney Spears! This is Britney Spears! No, it's not. Not fucking Britney Spears. No, not fucking Britney Spears, either. You can also subscribe to the whatever, iTunes, podcast, radio, or whatever. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. All the Night Guy stuff. Night Guy. There's just something about his voice that you just... Everyone. You know what? I'm going to do a weekly challenge where everybody just does it in Guy's voice. Just, that would be awesome. And then Guy would have to do it in his voice. And I don't know. I'm not making fun of you, man. I'm just... There are just some people's accents that are just lure you in. I mean, for me, no, because then you all make fun of me, as if you don't already. there will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these goddamn weekly challenges. Just not this long. What am I up to now? A minute 15. Minute 16. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening and coming back week in, week out. Now it's 100 times. And for the main podcast, 1,402 fucking episodes. God. I haven't run out of space yet. That's the funny part. But, really, thank you. I leave, I don't listen to these, or I glance at the...
is it 2 o'clock already?
Well, the time in Texas is 2:05. I don't look at the... Don't look too closely at the text of the stories, and I don't listen to the actual recordings until the time when I record these. That way the reaction is genuine. Now, there's a danger to that, and that is if somebody sends in a file, and this is an MP3 converter, it'll work, and they send it in, like, PDF format. You know, it's like, Adobe Acrobat Reader, you can listen to it. You know, print it out, roll it up into a tube. Oh, I can hear the ocean. That happened for a while. And it's part of the risks, you know, or the email doesn't come through. It's just the way it is. But I think it's very important that I wait till the last minute to listen to these as I'm assembling them, because I want you to know truly how much I appreciate them. And when I laugh, I laugh. And when I'm completely touched, you hear that. And if I'm just like, what? It comes through. And maybe I'm leading the course. And if I'm just, if I don't react, I'm just in a bad mood. I'm just in a pissy mood. They're just weeks I'm in a pissy mood. And it happens. And just, you know, in the comments, just say, quit being a PW Fenton. And I'll cheer up. So, back to this last sentence that I just haven't finished on the script. And I have this whole fucking thing scripted out. Well, except for the random stuff, like, say, this whole fucking thing scripted out. Yeah, there's been a lot of swearing on my part this time, and, you know, it's got an explicit tag on there for a reason. Even though nobody drops an F-bomb or whatever, the subject matter, if you've got kids listening to this, if you're a parent now picking this up and listening to this, you fucking piece of dirt. Your kids should not be listening to this stuff. Yeah, some of it's funny and some of it's twisted, and yeah, I was raised on Monty Python and Benny Hill and Edward Gorey and weird stuff like that. And it's wrong. You don't want your kids turning out to be looking like me. You know, writing like me. Come on. I know you don't have much time for it, but corporal punishment goes a long way. You know, just smash the iPod. Hey, kid. Hey, you listening to this crap? Guess what? Smash! Besides, this is probably the tamest of the garbage that they're listening to, watching. Okay, let's finish it. Thank you once again for listening. And, as always...
Closing.